Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Got another edition of Who's on Top coming up today at 12:35. Been a while since we've done one of these, so looking forward to that. Talking a little Tigers about sustainability of a team that is on a pace to win 94 baseball games, which doesn't sound real, but... they got off to the hot start. They got to, 5-0 and have been a game under 500 since. So maybe they are basically a 500 team, which is what they were kind of expected to be. Although another way to look at it is they're a 500 team with Tarek Skubal. And if Skubal's going to win five out of every six starts of his, then they could be a team that makes a little bit of noise. If everybody else, the accumulation of all the rest of the players, because let's face it, the pitching, for the most part, it's been really good. Bullpen work's been great. Defense has been a bit of a wild card. And the offense, you know, they haven't been very productive at the plate. And still, I mean, what was the goal differential for the Washington Capitals? Remember how bad that was? They had all kinds of metrics of a team that shouldn't be that good, and yet they made the playoffs. Now, different systems and all that. And I'm not making it apples to apples. It's can be flawed and still make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think their goal differential was actually minus 37.
Wow. Was that for just the postseason? Thanks, Washington. Thanks for working so hard to nab that last playoff spot and then piddle it away in four quick games.
See, they were 40. They had 40 wins on the year, 91 points. Red Wings had 41 wins on the year, 91 points. And yet it was Washington that made the playoff.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. 248-539-9797. We go to Stan in Shelby Township. You're next. Hi, Stan.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think I agree with everything you guys are saying, except there's one thing. The over-under for the Tigers this year was 80.5. So we knew they were going in being a 500 team. And I appreciate what Doug said one time on his rant that he's in. They're an improving team. Let's stay behind them. And I think that, and I predicted that they'd have 87 wins and win the division. Currently, their Mize, they've won every one of Mize's games that he started. And Reese Olson has a 3.18 earned run average, which is above average. I think the average is 4.25. So I think we're steady there. And the biggest thing, I guess, that gets under my skin is that people say the bullpen is good. The bullpen is great. It has the second-rated whip, and it has the number 8-rated earned run average. So I think we're in good shape. Torkelson, it's a struggle. I know his numbers aren't terrible, but he looks so bad on the defensively, he's cringeworthy. But I think that they're not going to push down either, you know, Cole Keith, Parker Meadows, or Torkelson. They're going to ride with them to at least a trading deadline, and because they're winning, and they're going to stay with the plan. What do you think?
Well, look, I think the pitching, you're right. The bullpen has been great. I think people use the term good because they expect it to level off a little bit and just think it'll be an asset as the season goes on. Because what they're doing is lights out. I mean, they have been lights out.
Which is why I say, or you ask the question, is it sustainable? I don't think it's sustainable to be this. I think they're playing really well right now, and it's awesome. But at some point, it's going to come down. It doesn't have to come down a ton. I'm not saying it's got to be worse than the league, but I expect it to come down a little bit from where they're at. And at the same time, I do expect the offense to move up.
I just wonder, like, at what point the organization says, all right, we got to shift gears with what we're trying offensively. And I don't think it's yet. Okay, let me be clear on that. But they have to be looking at some point in time where they're going to go, okay, we continue to hang around near the top of the division. And, you know, what's too early to make a bold move? Do you wait to the trade deadline? Because right now they're in second place. They're three games out of first. Cleveland team is playing lights out. And, you know, I would imagine in Cleveland and Kansas City, they're doing the whole same topics. Like, how real is this? You know, they're playing above what the expectation was. And at the beginning of the year, it was all about the schedule. Well, Detroit survived that stretch of games against Texas and Minnesota. And if you haven't noticed, since Detroit beat Minnesota, Minnesota's won eight in a row.
Yeah, they've decided to start winning some games.
Yep. So they feel like they're back in the formula here. And all these teams are going to feast on Chicago, right? I mean, the whole division being over 500 is in large part because Chicago is 6-23 and has played everybody. And so they've all kind of got some freebies against Chicago.
Right, but, I mean, your question's fair. At what point do you start to say, okay, is it something where we can look at another team and try to poach one of their players? You look at, like, the Mets, for instance. They're floundering. They're 500, but they're already 5.5 games behind Atlanta. And they've got, I think, Pete Alonso's contract. I think he's expiring after this year. He's a free agent at the end of the season. So do you talk to them and say, hey, maybe we can get Pete Alonso? You'd have to give up something. But that's a kind of impact player. He's got 8 home runs already. And
I feel like the Tigers wouldn't want him because they don't want to be locked into a guy that's positional flexibility is limited.
Not. Well, he's not. He's not a Scott. I don't think he's a Scott Harris guy because of how much he would command. And do you want to do a rental for this year? I mean, that's probably not. But I'm just bringing it up. It's the first name to bring up. It's the first one off my top of my head.
Now, would he be better than Torque? I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But I can't. Can't explain why Torkelson's been it's not snake bitten, it's just bad.
Yep.
You know, yeah, there have been some plays where he lined it down the line, it was a foot foul. Well, it was still a foot foul.
And there are guys, though, that are on this roster that probably have the clock ticking a little more on them than Torque. And it's probably, it's got to be Parker Meadows and Cole Keith. Akil Baddoo is having a decent year at AAA.
He is. And Wencel Perez deserves to be here until he doesn't, right? He's stepped in and done a real nice job for the team, despite only 35 at-bats. But in the 35 at-bats, he's hitting .286, .359 on-base percentage, .873 OPS, just hit his first career home run. And they've got him hitting the top third of the lineup.
Cole Keith, Andy Ibañez
Ibañez is back.
Yep.
There goes Buddy. They sent Buddy Kennedy down, and Ibañez is back, and yeah, I think they count on Ibañez to be a force against left-handed hitting for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But does he start to get more reps in at second base because Keith isn't hitting yet? What concerns me about Cole Keith is he's not even hitting it hard. Like every hit he has, it feels like it's a bloop single.
It's just
he plays nice defensively.
And I'm not trying to rush anybody out of here. I want them to compete. And when it's time for them to say, okay, we can win this thing, you kind of run out of patience. And we're not there yet.
Right.
Right? We're every game is another tick closer to that time.
Wyatt Langford just hit his first home run of the season. It was an inside the park home run. Okay, so, you know, it's sometimes you start off with a little bit of a struggle. I'm not moving Colt Keith out of there either. I know AJ Hinch isn't just yet. I mean, I think he even said the other day that, look, we don't want him looking over his shoulder. He's here for, you know, he doesn't have to worry about it just yet, which is great confidence to give a player. Now, let's see Colt Keith start to do what he did all last year, which was just mash the baseball. Be nice to start seeing him hit some line drives, get one over the fence. It'll give you a ton of confidence and probably you breathe a breath of fresh air. And same thing goes for Torkelson. I have a feeling once he hits that first home run, they're going to come in bunches. But he hasn't done it yet.
Carl is next on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Carl! Carl, what's up?
So, Tork played 1 year last year, right? So this year, you know, it's just a second year. So he's still really figuring it out, and he's like, kind of like Maeda. So let's give him 2 weeks of weather of at least, you know, 75 degrees or more, and then let's assess after that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I mean, yeah, this is technically his third year. He played 110 games his rookie season and hit 203. Then last year in 159 games, I mean, the guy's kind of a workhorse there. Didn't hit well at 233, but he was productive. 31 homers and 94 runs driven in, and a lot of that came late in the season. I'm not moving Spencer Torkelson down to the minors just yet, but I'm saying maybe you start a discussion with other guys within the organization about, okay, we have to start thinking about this and what's wrong with him. Is it just dumb luck? Is it something with his swing? Is it something he needs to work on specifically, or is it just he's got to get his confidence back? Let's send him to Toledo and get that, and how long do you wait before you make that move?
Carl's more right than wrong. Us having a discussion about Torque in this season by no means is indicative of we think he should be moved now, okay? But you have to start positioning yourself to make a move if necessary, right? I mean, you prepare for scenarios, and one of the scenarios is that we get a month from now and Torque still isn't hitting. Then what? Do I expect them to start hitting better than this? Yes.
Well, last year in April and March combined, his OPS was below 600. It was 599 for April, and it was zero for March in the four at-bats he had one game. Then in May, it ticked up. His OPS was 783. 716 in the month of June, but he had seven home runs in June. Jumped up to 749 in July, 892 in August, an 820 in September, an 833, and only hit three at-bats in October. So he was a very productive player, really, from July through the end of the season last year, and even starting to pick it up in May. So, look, he's in his third season. It's too short of a career to start labeling it. This guy's just a perennial slow starter. I have no idea. This is his year number three. But I do think that there's probably a limit of at-bats that they give him before they say, all right, we got to do something.
Another edition of Who's on Top coming up at 12:35, 97.1 The Ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.